Hillary Clinton turns 60 years old today. Last night, the presidential wannabe was feted in grand style at the Beacon Theater in Manhattan. Elvis Costello sang, "Happy birthday, Mrs. President." Billy Crystal served as master of ceremonies. I'm sensing a baby boomer theme here.
I think so. The big boomer of them all, Bill Clinton. Yeah, you know what? He showed up.
Oh, that's nice of him. Late, but he showed up.
Here he is, courtesy of CNN.
I've seen it now for more than half of her life. She was just 23 when we met. Poor child didn't know any better than to talk to me. And I was thinking tonight about how we celebrated her 24th birthday when she was in law school and all the ones we'd celebrated since.
Oh, that's sweet. Lots of Hillary supporters showed up too, but really, no presents. No presents, please. But Hillary was registered at the bank. Her friends had to pay anywhere between $100 and $2,000 to get into the party.
I have to tell you, can I tell you what Hillary Clinton's horoscope is in the New York Post
today? Oh, love
to hear. Since she is the senator from New York and you know how much the Post loves her. It may seem as if you have no control over what is going on in your life, but appearances can be deceptive, and with a full moon on your birthday this year, you need to remind yourself each and every day that you and you alone are master of your destiny. Say it enough, and you'll start to believe it.
She has a mantra now. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Clinton.
Yesterday, the BPP featured a piece about a certain public service announcement running in Dallas right now, fighting against a scourge on our nation's youth. I'm sure you've seen this problem, sagging pants. Now, don't laugh. They are taking this very seriously in Dallas, and the PR campaign includes a rap song called Pull Your Pants Up. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Pull them up, yeah!
So all around the newsroom yesterday, we were singing, pull your pants up. I mean, it's really catchy, but it didn't take long for folks on our blog to parse these lyrics and say, you know what? They're a little bit homophobic.
First line, be a real man. Did you notice that?
Be a real man. And they talk about if you walk the streets with your pants way down low. I don't know. Looks like to me you're on the down low. Well, this brings up all sorts of layers of race, sexuality, and hip-hop, and oddly enough, we have a man who is an expert in all three areas. Mark Anthony Neal is a professor of Black popular culture at Duke University, and his most recent book is New Black Man, Rethinking Black Masculinity. Thanks for joining us, Professor.
Glad to be on this morning.
So I'm going to read you a few of these lyrics, okay? You walk the streets with your pants way down low. I'm not going to do it justice. You walk the streets with your pants way down low. I don't know. Looks to me like you are on the down low. Do you want to decode that for us?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. You know, one of the things with this whole sagging pants thing is that there's a feeling that the hip-hop generation can't be embarrassed, even as they may embarrass their parents and their, you know, other elders. And I think what's interesting about that line is that the one thing that always gets at hip-hop generation men are these questions about sexuality.
And the down low refers to?
And the down low refers to, you know, men who are on the down low who are living heterosexual lives publicly but maybe living homosexual lives, you know, on the down low.
Yeah, there's another lyric that goes, I think it's rude, but some of y'all think it's cool walking around showing your behind to other dudes.
Yeah, no, it's hitting on, you know, a particular critical point for young men. You know, hip-hop is a lot of things, but particularly about masculinity. And even gay men in hip-hop manage to put on the uniform of hyper-masculinity so that when you see a lyric like this, you know, this is going to hit some guys a little hard.
Professor, one of our web commenters, a guy named Andrew, pointed out the reference to the down low and commented, quote, "It's cute when homophobia is part of a citywide campaign shaming the youth by calling them gay. Love that from the government."
Well, that's one of those moments where you realize, you know, the value of homosexual bodies in our culture, where they can always be thrown under the bus. So even when you're going after a particular segment like, you know, young black youth, young black Latino youth for sagging, you could always just throw a gay person under the bus and that'd get everybody, you know, back in line.
Well, is there any reason to think that sagging is at all connected to homosexuality?
Well, clearly, because it comes out of, you know, the whole idea of sagging comes from out of prison culture. But also this idea that if your pants are sagging, that, you know, it may be read as a certain kind of availability, both within prison culture and obviously as it comes out of prison culture. It's one of those unique moments where, you know, part of a kind of subculture of gay and lesbian life, you know, comes into clash and contact with the subculture of hip-hop. And that happens a lot, but we rarely see it played out in the mainstream as it is in this case.
So do you think it's going to be effective?
I think it will affect some young men because, again, that whole thing, I mean, given the kind of significant homophobia that we find in American culture, but, you know, particularly in the context of black and Latino life, you know, around male culture in particular, I think there will be young men that will think twice. I mean, again, you can be lots of things in hip-hop, you know, but the idea of being gay or being the F-word is something that, you know, really gets a rise out of young men. And I think there would be some young men that will respond, because if Sagan now gets connected to some sort of notion of homosexuality, that's a crisis for some of those young men.
We're talking to Mark Anthony Neal, a professor of popular black culture at Duke University. Professor, can you hang on for a minute? We want to continue this conversation after a quick break.
Not a problem.
You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Stick around. Movie reviews coming up as well.
This is the Bryant Park Project. I'm Robert Smith, and we're still here with Professor Mark Anthony Neal, professor of black popular culture at Duke University, talking about sexism, talking about homophobia and hip-hop and pants sagging way down low. Thanks for staying with us, Professor.
Not a problem.
Well, let's broaden this out. We were talking about this particular PSA and the sagging pants was making these gay allusions. You know, we hear a lot about sexism in hip-hop and calling women hoes and such. It's been a very popular topic this year, but we don't hear as much about gay slurs in hip-hop. Is there a lot of it, or is that not done as much?
I don't think it's any more than what we see in mainstream culture. I think hip-hop very much is targeted, you know, for being the worst examples of sexism, misogyny, and homophobia within hip-hop. And, you know, the use of homophobic slurs in hip-hop is a very complicated thing in that, you know, because it comes out of young male culture, because it comes out of a masculine culture, there have always been these words that have been thrown towards other men, you know, in an effort to dehumanize them, in an effort to feminize them. You know, whether we're talking about listening to hip-hop or guys playing basketball in the park, I mean, that's just a part of male culture. I mean, that's part of the reason why a term like so gay, you know, has become such a mainstream thing in which, you know, kids, you know, who have no investment necessarily in homophobia one way or the other will employ that term to talk about something that they don't view as being cool or cutting edge. But that said, you know, it does get to a point in the context of hip-hop where, because it's all about a certain kind of masculine privilege and hyper-masculinity, and the best rappers are seen as those who embody, you know, the hardest notion of masculinity, it's very easy to throw out slurs like that, you know, as a way to feminize or make those other rappers inauthentic. So when you get a rapper like Cam'ron a few years ago, looking at a picture of Jay-Z in a New York newspaper, you know, with a pair of jeans on and some open-toe sandals, you know, he could make a song that revolves around this whole notion, you know, how are you going to be the king of New York if you're wearing open-toe sandals? And that was Cam'ron's attempt to kind of queer, you know, Jay-Z
always,
in the
always
public
the fashion
eye.
Slams.
Yeah,
Mark
exactly.
Anthony Neal is a professor of black popular culture at Duke University. His most recent book is New Black Man, Rethinking Black Masculinity. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it was great. Glad to be on.